Living an effective life is more than having success in all of the things that you want to do. Living an effective life is more than being wealthy, is more than living in a healthy body, is more than having happy relationships. Living an effective life is when you are living now so that every moment of your life is a moment of bliss and happiness. Yes, it's true. We sometimes want to think that we want to have more in life than just the things that we have. We want to have more in life than just the relationships we have. We want to have more in life than the healthy body we have, or not healthy. It all depends on what our attitude is. But if every time we feel a desire in our heart, if every time we feel a need inside of our soul, we could just at that moment, at that now, if we could just say, all is in divine order, I am peace, I am wonderful. If we could have our blissful moment, because all the moments of success and all the applause and all the appreciation of the world of the wonderful things that we have done and are doing, they are very meaningless if we do not feel inside of ourselves that we are happy and content. Are we still striving for something? Are we still striving to be more perfect? Are we still striving to have our outward express what dream we have on the inward? What dream do we really have on the inward? Do we really have a dream that we would like to have some activity in our life take place? Do we really have a dream that there is something that is not fulfilled in us and we'd like to fulfill it? And the answer to that, of course, is we do not. For if we have a dream ever, that dream in our mind, in our soul, in our heart is already fulfilled 100%. It's already revealed to us 100%. It's already ours. Ours is that we look at our dream and we want to put the trimmings on it. We look at our dream and we want to have it a little more this way or a little more that way. We want to have, well, if you are a wealthy man and you're collecting cars, for instance, then there's always a car that you want to get. But if you're collecting cars just because it's a joy, then you've got your joy already. You've got your fulfillment already. If you are seeking to have a healthy body and you go to every doctor and every clinic and every source in the world to have a healthy body, you'll not have that healthy body, no matter how much the clinics do for you, no matter how much the doctors do for you. If you haven't claimed within yourself right now that you have the ideal body right now, that you have the ideal soul right now, that you have the ideal being which you are right now, if you haven't claimed that, you never will. Because it'll always be that desire devoutly to be wished. It'll always be that dream that we are anxious for. It's always be something that we are looking out for, something that we are looking forward to, something that we want. As I accept now that all is in divine order in my life, as I accept now that I am fulfilled in every way, as I accept now that I surround myself with the infinite pure peace of love, of light, of joy, of unconditional love, if I surround myself with that right now, what happens to me? What happens to me is that I feel content. I feel fulfilled. I feel wonderful. I feel magnificent. And really, that's what it's all about. We wait upon the dreams of others. We wait upon the desires of others. If you, right this moment, are not doing everything that makes you happy and fulfilled, then You never will. Because now is the first day of the rest of our life. Now is the moment that we begin to live in the now. Now. And say, all is in divine order now. Say, we are fulfilled now. Say, it is done now. Say, I love me, I love me, I love me now. Say that, say that, say that. When you can say that you are a fulfilled, dynamic, forceful, loving person, then you can be sure that's exactly who and what you are. That's exactly who and what I am. Why can we sit in meditation? Why can we sit in peace? Why can we sit in the sense of all is in divine order? Why can we do that? We do that because we merely enter into that which is. We merely enter into that which already exists. When we go into meditation and we begin to listen to the divine within us, we're not going somewhere that we have never been before, and we're not listening to something that we've never heard before. Because been there, done that, we live in that divine state right now. And as we live in that divine state right now, we feel fulfilled in every way. All is in divine order. All is peace. All is wonderful right now. As I say that for myself, as I think that for myself, as I think that for all in my world, because I do not have people in my world who are unfulfilled. I do not have people in my world who are looking for something. Everyone in my world is as I am. They have gone within themselves and found that inner peace. And they say, all is in divine order. They say, I found my inner peace. I found my bliss. I found that sensitivity of knowing who and what I am. And that's all that matters. That's all that ever matters. Because that is who and what I am. Now, for a few moments, dwell upon that inner spirit of yourself. Dwell upon that inner awareness of yourself. And as you dwell upon it, listen and know that I am God. Listen and know that it is fulfilled now, in me, now and forevermore.